Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don,
giving a microphone,
dress like a million bucks,
buying
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Put your hands
together.
Uh-huh.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, man. Got one. Hey, you know, I think of my life in terms of blessings. You know, I take mostly a positive approach and a positive spin to my life. I hardly ever dwell on, I can't say that I don't think about the what's wrong in it because I have to address problems as they arise. But I try not to let them consume me. I let the consumption part be about the blessings, the positive things that has occurred in my life, the good things that God has done for me, the power that he's displayed in my life, the protection he's given me over the years, the being tucked under his wings. I focus on the things that he promises me. I think of all the goodness that I perceive to come my way. I think that has a lot to do with me learning more and more about the law of attraction in terms of, you know, what you think and what you put out in the space and what you pray about is what you receive, you know. And so I've become better and better at that. It's not to say that I'm not human and I don't have moments where I think a little bit too long about what's going wrong and what enemy is about to attack and what they're going to do and say and all of this here. So it's not to say that I'm not concerned about it, but I try to dwell mostly on the positive. And one of the things that I learned, you can have an incredible life. All of us, we can have incredible lives if we just let God drive. See, the problem that I had years ago was I was the driver of my life and I was taking myself in the directions that I thought would be best for me. And I aimed at things that I thought I could accomplish. And I set goals that I saw myself being able to attain. I was driving. When I gave up and I let God drive, I then opened up my mind and my spirit to what God had for me, for what God could see for me, for what God could do in my life, for what God wanted for me. Now, he wanted for me and he wanted of me. See, that's the connection that you got to try to make. Well, not try. That's the connection that you got to make to really get it. Now, listen to me. What I don't want you to do is do like me. Don't be afraid of the what for, of the what he wants you to do part. See, because that ain't going to be nearly as demanding and as offsetting as you think it's going to be. See, I thought that if I did God's will, that if I let God tell me what to do, that it would cause me to not to be able to do a certain some things I wanted to do. Well, which is true, but the stuff I wanted to do was all detrimental to my well-being and my future and my growth and development as a man. I was stopping my own growth as a man because, see, I was doing what I thought I should do as a man. But when you give it over to God, see, God has a much better plan for you than you can ever have for yourself. And God knows a better way, far better than the one you know. I want you to believe that, man. You got to understand that part of it. And that's the part that I finally got through my head to let God do it his way and to show me a better way and to teach me a better way and expose to me a better way. And when I opened up my mind to what God was talking about, I began to see things totally differently and things started coming to me totally differently. If you've been a friend of mine or a fan of mine over the years, I mean, you've had to see it, the change. You've had to see the difference. I mean, and I acknowledge that every chance I get because I promised God I would. And I hope that I'm not falling short in that category. But then again, if I told it all day long what he done for me, I still wouldn't have enough time to really explain thoroughly what he's done for me because it's such a continuous growth in me. But now, that's not to say that I'm finished or I'm done or I'm complete because I'm still short. You can't be him. You can strive for perfection. I hear people saying it all the time. I applaud you for saying you want to be perfect, but you ain't. And you can't. So you quit saying it. You quit saying it to me. Quit saying it to other people. I'm seeking a life of perfection. But it's something that you cannot have because he said you can't do it. But that's what he there for. He there for the moments when you stumble and you fall. And you going to stumble and fall. So you got to get that part right, man. The stumbling, falling part is coming. But see, you get God in your life and it helps you so that you don't stumble, fall, wallow, roll over, lay there, languish. That's what God is for. So when you stumble and fall, you get back up because you're going to make mistakes. You're going to get it wrong. You're going to come under attack. You're going to be lied about. You are going to be falsely accused. That's going to happen to you the moment you make a decision to do better, the moment you try to be more. The devil got to send his attackers, man, and he controls certain people. He just got people that's on his side 24/7. You know them too. You've all met one or two of them in your life. They just busy with the business of nothingness. They just busy about the destruction of others. You say, I know them. You know them. They coming. But here's what you got to hold fast to. They can't take away nothing from you that God gave you. They didn't make you. See, people who claim to have made you, if they so in the make you business, why don't they make they self? Or if they ain't with you no more and they so busy in them, I made you business, why don't they make somebody else? Since you want to get credit for making somebody, make yourself. If you're responsible for someone else's success, then you should easily be able to take claim and be responsible for your own success. See, be careful of that. And don't change your course because somebody's attacking you with that. I just hope, man, that I'm giving it to God the way I said I would give it to him, that I would unload every chance I got that I was supposed to without being, you know, oh, here he come again. You know, I try not to be that. But, man, I don't know what else to be for the first 12 minutes of my show. What else you want me to say? I got 4 hours. I can't give God 12 minutes, man. I mean, for real, Steve? Come on, man. I mean, let's look at this right here. If you give an honor to God just 12 minutes out the day, dog, he gave you 24 hours of luxury and life and breath and hope and promise. You ain't got 12 minutes to give him out the day? That don't make no sense. What an exchange. What a wonderful life God has given me in exchange for so small of effort that I put forth. Don't let the effort you got to put forth to God seem so daunting that you don't attempt to do it. Because, man, it seems like a lot. It ain't nothing compared to what he be giving us, for real. So if you want a real life, you want a real shot at what you can be, what you can have, what you can own, what you can become, who you really are, go to God. Let him fix you, man. That's all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your undivided attention, please? This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This show would be nothing without the following people I'm about to announce. But before I do that, let me make sure you got your tude right. We are talking about triple tude power, baby. The triple T's. If you get your tude right, listen to me. If you start your morning with gratitude, it will immediately affect your attitude, which has a direct
direct correlation to your altitude. You got to get your tudes together, baby. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I sure am glad that I'm in it, man, because you don't have to be. That's a for show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mouth of the South, Mississippi Monica, Junior, they call him Kill Space on the birth certificate, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
Junior, yeah. What is it today, sir?
All right, Uncle, let me ask you this, man. Speaking of twos, you talk about gratitude all the time. Is it hard, is it a process to learn how to be grateful even when it ain't going your way?
Oh,
even
that's absolutely.
Even when it ain't going good?
Because you have to train yourself to do that. Mm-hmm. Because quite naturally, when it's not going good, you don't want to take the time to be grateful. You want to take the time to be woeful. You want to wallow in it a little bit. You want to go, oh, whoa, why me? Why me? Well, when you need the answer to that question is, why everybody? Because it happens to everybody. It ain't just you. And if you could wrap your mind around this thing called the process, that you are going to have some ups and some downs, some lows and some highs. You're going to have some great days. You're going to have some days that ain't all that good.
Yeah.
You're going to go through some stretches of time that's going to be extremely challenging, and you're going to go through some stretches of times that's your season. But all of those downs always lead to an up. So when you get down, be grateful, because you know he's going to help you survive the down to get to the up, and he always does. Now, if you are one of those people who choose to keep going back to the down moment, make reference to the down moment, make the down point always your lesson. You know, you always got to go back to that. Then you never get to enjoy the peaks because you keep going back down the hill. Every time God get ready, lift you back up on the peak, here you go. Oh, I remember that time, you know, they did me wrong. And that's why I'm going to keep talking about all these people, because they did me wrong. Well, ain't nobody doing nothing to you now. What about today? Ain't nobody doing nothing to you today. Have you thought for a moment that you ought to be grateful? But no, instead of being grateful, you get up, you get another opportunity, and you go back down the rabbit hole. Well, now God can't do nothing for that now. If he done got you past it and through it, you got to move on. Gratitude on your low moments is nothing but thanking God for the blessing to come and for all he's done for you and brought you through. I hope I answered your question, but you asked me something I know about.
Woo! Yeah, right.
I ain't even got that wrote down nowhere.
Huh? All right,
I came straight out the dome, and I got a big dome.
The question and the answer. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from a nephew to run that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going to rob a bank right quick. This is the limo bank job. Catdog, if you would.
Good afternoon. How can I help you? I'm trying to get Cecil. Get it, Cecil. Hey, Cecil, one of my boys gave me your number, man. I'm trying to get a car service for tonight.
Okay, listen, this is my personal number. Do you have the main number?
Man, I keep calling the main line, but ain't nobody answering. I done called that about 6-7 times. It keep rolling over to a voicemail or something.
Okay, brother, what's your name?
My name's Tony.
Okay, listen, Tony, I got a customer in the back. Let me get them handled. Can you got a few moments? I'm going to hit that drop off. Let me get the dough for them and all
you
that.
You want to call you back? Watch.
Hold the phone, all right?
Okay, cool.
All right, thank you. Have a good evening.
All right, Tony?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, now, you saying you called the main line and you just keep going to voicemail or something like that?
I keep calling the main line, but, you know, I know I'm calling at the last minute, dog. I'm trying to get a car for tonight, man.
Okay, what you need? Listen, we got the SUV, we got a sedan or two, we got a couple limos, white or black. What you need?
If I could get a black limousine, be cool.
Okay, we got that. What time? Where I'm picking you up, what time?
What it costs, you know, for an hour. Because all I need is an hour.
Where's it? $65 an hour, but we only do 3-hour minimum. The first 3 hours.
$65.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, so all I need is an hour, man. Really, like 45 minutes. So do you think they'll work with me?
Well, you can't get them. So I tell you what. I'll do you for $150, and I'll take care of you. But now, I want you to know, I'm going to let them know everything. So I got to have either credit card or receipt or something on the cash to let them know, because I'm not no crooked brother. I'm going to let you know everything that I'm doing. Will that work for you?
150. I can give you 150 when you pick me up.
That's no problem then. Where am I picking you up and at what time?
All right, I'm at 98 Village Drive.
98
Village Drive.
Okay, 9820. And where am I taking you, sir?
I'm going downtown on Capitol Street.
Downtown to Capitol Street. All right. And what time am I picking you up?
You could get me like at 11:45 tonight. That'd be good.
11:45. Okay. That's 45 minutes to an hour you're going to need. 11:45 to make it. I see 12:45, 12:30. Okay, good deal. Let me see. And downtown Capitol, what? You didn't give me an address.
I don't really know the address. I'm going to Bank.
Bank downtown, all right?
Right.
Can I ask you something, Tony, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get in your business. No, we don't ask questions usually, but a bank at night's going to be closed. I mean, you're not going to work because I got to take you back. So you're dropping off to somebody, like
nah,
that,
nah,
right?
Nah. I ain't dropping nothing off. I'm picking something up. See, what I need you to do is this right here. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to be in there probably like about 15 minutes. But when I come out, man, I need you to have the car running, and we need to get out of there.
Wait a minute. You asking me to run you down to a bank at midnight, and you picking something up at midnight, and I got to be ready to go when you come out.
Me and my boys, when we come out of there, when we get back in the back of the limo, I need you to put the pedal down, man, and let's get out of there.
Look here, young brother. Well, how old are you, man?
I'm 24.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Look here, man. It sounds like you're in some kind of shady. I don't do that, brother. Hold up, man.
You a driver, dog. Your job is to drive. If you pick somebody up, first of all, you ain't supposed to be asking nobody where they going, what the doing. You're supposed to drive.
Okay, let me
so
stop.
What
you,
I'm
let
telling
me,
you
let,
is,
first,
man, once we come out let, the bank, drive. Drive.
Let me stop you. That's why I'm driving. Instead of working somewhere else driving, because I was ignorant like you at one time. Now, let me tell you something, brother. I don't know your business and really don't care at this point in time. I'm not doing no crazy like this here. Brother, let me tell you something, man. What you need to do is get your young into some type of training school or something to find yourself a job. You're going to go down there and the going to blow your brains out.
Hey, I ain't really trying to hear all this right here. What I'm trying to do is pay you this $150. You drive me where I'm trying to go and
you
bring me back to my apartment.
Brother, listen, you can't get right now. Not even no advice. You need to listen to me. That's what's wrong with you young now. Y'all crazy. Get rich right all overnight type boy, you need to slow down because they got some, you feel me? They got
hey,
some.
Man, hold on, man. Hold up. What you know? You don't know nothing. You don't know
I
me
don't
at
need
all.
To know you, brother.
Well, how you going to be preaching to me, dog?
Because I've been there, man. That's why I'm driving a limo. Because I've been there. Young brother, I'm trying to keep you from going there because you won't like it. Look at Tony, I don't know what to tell you at this point. First of all, I'm not doing it, so you can cut that out, okay? Now I'm thinking of you and all the other young brothers that do this dumb shit. You watch too many of them movies or something. Brother, you need to get your straight because they got a place for you. Bro, let me tell you something. They read my mail, so I read it. Anything my mama told me, they didn't want me to know, they cut it out. Do you feel me? They looked at me every night when they wanted to. Fed me garbage that I had to eat or die. You ain't ready for that, man. You ain't ready for why the think he got your name. You brothers don't know what the going on out here. You got it too easy, see? Now you're talking about going down there robbing the bank. You ain't no bank robber. You don't sound like no thug or with a limo. The way you going, you ain't making nothing because they will blow your young away about their paper. You don't understand that. And you so ain't ready for no jail.
Can I say one more thing to you?
Yeah, what is it?
All I want to do is tell you this, that I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you are. If you around with them folks downtown, they're going to blow you well. They're going to give you 100 years under the jail.
Did you just hear what I just said, though?
What you said something about, well, my partner, you know, I
heard. No. I said I'm Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your boy, another driver, Cordell, got me to prank phone call you.
Nephew Tommy.
Oh, you mean Steve Harvey on the radio?
No, man. Are you serious, man?
Hey, Cecil, your boy Cordell got me to prank phone call you, man.
Ooh, I'm going to get that. I'm going to get that. Man, well, you lit my fire, man. Don't you know that? I'm in my fight mode. Fight power.
He said, be careful. He said, Big Cecil, he been down there. He done some time.
Yeah. Been there.
Hey, man. Calm down, baby. Calm down, man. I got one more question to ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
I won't say Nephew Tommy, but Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I got you, baby. Me and your boy Cordell got you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get him. If I ever meet you, brother, I owe you one, too.
There it is. Uh-huh.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we're so happy about this. Tisha Campbell Martin and Martin finally make up. They make amends. We'll talk about that at the top of the hour in entertainment news. But right now, it is time for Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, ready for your love questions. This one's from Tanya in Katy. Tanya writes, I had a baby 6 months ago, and my boyfriend of 2 years told me he has 2 other kids and he's been married before. I thought I knew everything about him. He thinks that since he told me that, we can continue the relationship. Since he admitted this major information, can I trust that he doesn't have any more secrets?
Well, no. No, you can't trust that he ain't got, it's some more. It's some more secret. Uh-huh. It's some more. You have some more. Everybody on this morning show got some secrets. Mm-hmm. Oh, I got some things that cannot, I repeat, cannot see the light of day.
Take it to the grave, baby. Take it to the grave.
Listen to me. I got some, me and my homies were sitting up this week. It's some things we was looking at each other and just had, we couldn't even make eye contact.
Like that?
Because we know each other. So, yeah, it's going to be some more secrets. I think he came to you to tell you. If it's all in the past, then the reason he didn't tell you was because he was afraid this would be the reaction and he didn't want to lose you. So he waited till you had the baby and now he is. Bad move, not great communication, but I wouldn't throw him away because of that, because whoever, when you, the person you get next gonna have a history too and some secrets. Junior, you got some secrets.
Kids though, and a wife?
Absolutely, sir. I got.
Well, he had a wife. He didn't tell her that.
That's a big one though, Steve.
Yeah, but, I'm saying, well, but if you,
well, if you married with the wife and kids, if you had
that's
one,
another thing.
Yeah, you know, it just never came up. You ain't asked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Once again, you ain't asked me.
It's no confessions.
Yeah, you don't volunteer.
I ain't lying.
We're not coming here with confessions. This ain't Usher album.
Oh, hell no.
All right, moving on to Shasta in Atlantic City. Shasta says, I'm a 48-year-old married woman, and I've reconnected with an old girlfriend from college. We dated before I met my husband, so he knows about her. He saw her leaving our house recently and accused me of wanting her again. That's not the case. We're just friends. Why does this upset him so much?
Because he's a man and he know how we are. We can't have had you and see you again and don't remember we had you. The whole time you're sitting up there, we talking, we thinking we had you. Because that's, he's a man and that's how we think. So he assuming women think like that. And I think y'all do too. But next.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. And what was she over there for? If she
they're
your
just
former,
friends, Steve.
No,
they're friends. Just friends.
What?
That's what she said.
Okay, let me say this to you. Tell Nesto that you gonna have a former come over and have dinner, and he gonna come in and see him leave and see how that work out for your future and your marriage.
Why am I in this? This is
well,
about.
No, I'm just using you as an example. Tommy, let me ask you a question, Tommy.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Can Jackie come to you, you go home, and you see a former, ex, leaving your house, and just tell me we friends now?
No, everything is former after that. The house is former. It used to be a house. Everything is former.
All that's gone.
Well, what you say? Since you bought the former into it.
Yeah.
Now let's make everything former. Former family.
Yeah, all that.
You was formerly Ms. Miles. All that. All that's good. Now, Shirley,
No, I ain't no Felix, just friends.
Felix in Evanston says, I'm a 52-year-old divorced man, but my wife is still living with me. It's my house, and she was supposed to move out after she caught me cheating. She keeps trying to have sex with me, and I don't want her at all. Should I be brutally honest?
Should you be brutally honest? You done wrote it on a national show. If you can type it for 9 million listeners, you probably ought to be able to say it to the one that you don't want. She trying to get your soul back up, dog.
Yeah.
You know what's happening? Mm-hmm. Y'all still live together in divorce. I don't know how the hell that happened.
How they do that?
Yeah. Because somewhere in this divorce, and I can tell you right now, the feeling of hatred has gone, is entered many times in court. Pure, unadulterated hatred.
We divorced and we live in the same house. You know how many people coming in and out that house now?
Boy, why let me we tell you something. Huh? You going to move because you ain't going to believe what I'm going to do.
Hold on. All right,
in my face,
on.
Steve, I don't know you, lady.
Moving on to LaWanda in Pensacola. LaWanda writes, I've been in a monogamous relationship for a long time, and I recently got off birth control so we could use latex-free prophylactics. We ran out of our usual brand, so my boyfriend pulled a regular latex one out of his drawer. Why would he have that kind if we don't use them? Is he sleeping with someone else?
God.
No, see, see, now listen to me now.
Come on, CLO.
Let me explain something to you.
CLO.
The reason that you discovered that you like the Forex latex brand is because, remember, we used to use the other one and you ain't like it?
Oh, this is a lie. This is a lie.
No, this ain't the lie. This is the reason I had another one.
Right.
Because,
lie.
You know, the way you discover you like a particular brand was you told me you didn't like that brand. Well, that brand is in the drawer. And now we out of that one. What you want me to do? We got to do something. I got to go in here and get this old as hell now. But condoms, if you don't put them in your wallet, they look fresh and new all the time. You know them airtight foil packages.
It's either that or this saran wrap. Now, how you want to do this? You know.
The question is he sleeping with someone else? That is the question.
Now, the question is, how did he get that condom? So the answer is absolutely not sleeping with nobody else. He had the condom that y'all discovered y'all didn't like no more. Remember that?
Remember that? Yeah, that's in here.
Remember that? Now what? What you talking about me sleeping? I don't care about nobody but you.
It's just a discovery. That's all.
He just found it. That's it.
Okay, so he's so you're saying
go to the store while y'all in the middle of it. He got one there.
We find old shirts. We find old shoes. We find a lot of old stuff laying around.
Put it together.
Now it's lost and found.
Put it together. Wow. Yeah. So he
put it in the junk drawer and leave it alone.
He's definitely not sleeping with someone else.
No,
he likes the kind
that means
that he found in the
drawer. That ain't what that means.
Okay.
Y'all need to make up y'all mind what y'all going to use the condom.
And all the guys are sticking together on that line. Okay.
You want the condom or the kids?
What you want?
Are we protected?
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we will have our Wellness Wednesday segment, like we always do, to keep you healthy and aware of what's going on. We'll tell you how you can get summertime fine in just 21 days. And in entertainment news, as fans wait to see the upcoming Martin 30th anniversary reunion tomorrow night, Tisha Campbell Martin sat down with Gail King as she briefly touched on her current relationship with Martin Lawrence. Back in 1997, if you all recall, Tisha filed a sexual harassment lawsuit claiming there was repeated and escalated sexual harassment, sexual battery, verbal abuse, and related threats by Martin Lawrence. In December 2020, Martin spoke out about the lawsuit, denying any wrongdoings, and said this is what resulted in him walking away from the popular sitcom after 5 seasons. Well, Gail King asked the former co-stars were able to move past Tisha's sexual harassment suit, and take a listen to what she said.
It's really fun to see you guys together, too, because you could tell there's love there. You know, when the show ended, there was tension between you and Martin. You had filed a lawsuit against him, and he said it wasn't true. How were you able to get back on track with him? Because clearly you guys have worked it out.
We worked really hard to reconnect, forgive, and it's really, this reunion is about a celebration of everything that we did, everything that we accomplished, and our growth as human beings. Mm. And so we concentrated mostly on that.
On that.
Well, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least they worked it out. Forgiveness, all of that. Mm-hmm. So everybody's excited about Martin the Reunion, which premieres tomorrow night on BET+.
Wow.
That show was before its time. It was so funny.
I love
Martin. I love
him. We just won't have Tommy. That's the thing. That's the one.
Yeah.
We
rest in peace.
And they're definitely going to mention that for sure.
Yeah.
Mention Tommy.
That's my show right there.
Uh-huh. And moving on to this story, a New York City corrections officer sadly has died following a botched Brazilian butt lift. They call those BBLs. This was a procedure done in the Dominican Republic. A 49-year-old captain who worked at Rikers Island reportedly suffered a massive stroke just days after her procedure in Santo Domingo from a fake doctor. Dr. Hector Cabral performed the fat transfer surgery on May 13th, but he is not credentialed, okay? He was indicted in New York in March of 2011 for operating without a medical license. And nearly 2 million Americans consider traveling abroad for elective plastic surgery. And one of the biggest reasons is because it doesn't cost as much, okay? According to Patients Beyond Borders, Americans can save more than 50% on procedures in another country. But even with the savings, there are risks involved, as you can see, with traveling abroad for surgery. So the question is, if you wanted to have plastic surgery, would you do it out of the country? And, you know, can you even tell? I mean, this is a thing too. When people get those BBLs, can you tell, and do you care if they're real or fake now? Do you even care anymore? Because people get them all the time. Even guys are starting to get them now.
You know, it's so popular. It is so popular. Mm-hmm. So many people. When you have a record that say 2 million people travel abroad every year, that's on record. Mm-hmm. That's not the actual number. Mm-hmm. And the one thing to take away from this one is this sister, condolences to her family.
Absolutely.
The sister that passed, you all got, now his license got took in New York in 2011.
Legendary. Y'all got to research these people.
Yeah.
Right.
Because yeah, there's a sure. lot of fake doctors, man. I watched this whole special on Botox one time because mm-hmm. I was thinking about becoming a donor, you know. But they don't have that yet. Like, you know, like if you have extra lip fat, you might can donate to somebody that ain't got no lip fat. I had looked into that.
What?
Because I have excess, you know. And I just thought, you know, I give. I was giving blood three times a week in college. Damn, they're falling out for that
$30. You did that for the money, though, right? Hustle.
Yeah, you know, I had three different IDs and stuff, so I could go down there three times a week. I was giving plasma and blood. I was just about to fall out. Anyway, I'm just trying to teach people as I go. So, you know, you got to research these doctors before you go abroad. And you probably, if I were you, I would try to find a reference from somebody who did it. You can save 50%, but then you also got to realize you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
And is your health worth losing your life? Because if you were here locally, might have been better medical care. But this guy was a fraud.
Yeah. He was fake for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, over here, it's worth it. Board certified, you know, they are being watched. You know, plastic surgeons, you know.
And look, the gram is full of it.
Yes.
They own that. Yeah. Because you know what? I can I be honest with you? I'm trying to figure out where all these women come from. Where they been? They didn't just start making them like this.
No,
I was going up. Waste.
I mean, this is crazy. Where all these, and they all their faces and hair look exactly alike.
Yeah,
they all got that same look on the gram. I keep going, man. But you know, they got filters too now. I saw a girl. My daughter threw something for her skincare line, and I saw this little girl that I had seen on the gram because my son like her, and when I saw her in real life, me and him. Stop feeling for her.
Because of the filter. It made her, But you know what? You talk about women and the butt and stuff. Men are getting them too now. Men are getting BBLs
what?
Too. BBLs. Brazilian butt lifts. Yes, men are getting them.
What?
Yeah. All right, but we got to go now.
Butt I need this stomach.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour. It's our Wellness Wednesday segment. We'll talk to 80 Dolphin right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, y'all, here we go. Steve Harvey Nation, listen to me. Summer starts in 1 week. So this is the perfect time to shed some unwanted pounds and get yourself a healthier body. No more excuses. You can start today. And I'm going to tell you how. Our special guest is CEO of the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse. He's going to help you stop making excuses and get it done. It's the only cleanse you'll hear us talking about on the show, and I have a surprise for him today to tell him what I'm going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Herb CEO, my dog, A.D. Dolphin.
Hey, D. Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning, A.D.
What up, man?
How
are you?
This show, man. This show got so much energy. I love Steve. Steve kills him every time. I love everybody on this show.
We love you too, A.D.
We love you too. Right back.
Yeah,
right back. All right, so A.D., let's just get it started like we always do. Summer is crazy busy for D-Herbs because it's a great time to cleanse and shed some pounds, okay? So we got to ask you, what are some of the other reasons that people do the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse?
The top five benefits that people do the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse are also the top five reasons. A huge boost in energy. People are tired of being sluggish. A stronger immune system. We know how important that is coming out of this pandemic. Clearer skin, being able to focus and concentrate a lot better. Steve Harvey talked about that being one of the benefits that he receives when he does the cleanse. And number one of all time is going to be weight loss. You're talking about between 10 to 30 pounds within 20 days of doing the cleanse.
And, you know, with those odds, why wouldn't you get on the D Herbs Full Body Cleanse, okay? You get tons of success stories, AD, from people who have done the cleanse, like us on the show, and look, people who look and feel great. What do a lot of the success stories have in common, though? What do they, you know, what do they like about it so much?
Absolutely. The people that's losing 150 pounds, 70 pounds, 80 pounds, 42 mm-hmm. pounds, those people always have the same mindset. To be honest, they just sick and tired of being sick and tired. They fed up with themselves. They are definitely ready for a change, and they're looking for a product that's going to deliver. And that's where the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse comes into play, because if you do what you're supposed to do, the cleanse is going to do what it's supposed to do. And that's why we're the number one selling cleanse online.
And we love that. This is something we can't stress enough, AD. This is something we cannot stress enough. For our listeners that have diabetes and high blood pressure, why is the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse a good choice? All right, hang on, AD. We'll answer that question when we come back. The special guest for today, our special guest and family member, is D-Herbs CEO, Mr. AD Dolphin. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, AD, we are back with D-Herbs CEO AD Dolphin. AD, before we left, we were talking about, I asked you this question. For our listeners that have diabetes and high blood pressure, why is the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse a good choice for them?
Well, I love this question. I always want to give people a little stat behind that. So 38% of African Americans have diabetes. 42% of us have high blood pressure. That's almost half. That's literally scary. We didn't start off that way. But for whatever reason, people are seem to think that God has predetermined that the diseases that we're going to have in the future. And that is simply not true. Just because your mother has it, your dad has it, your brother, your sister, that doesn't mean that you're going to get it. You are the star in the movie of your life. And what I mean by that is this, is that you play a role. You make choices. So therefore, by doing the D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse, making healthier choices and exercising, you are going to help your body avoid those things or begin the healing process for those things. It's all about the choices that you make that determine the health that you have.
You know what, man? You're absolutely correct about that, man. And this is what I was thinking of doing, because I know you sent me, I ordered from you my D-Herbs package.
That's
now,
right.
After this week right here, you know, I'm down in my golf tournament this morning. And then tomorrow I start my mentoring camp for my boys. So I'll be with them all the way through Father's Day. After that, ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
Yours truly,
That
damn Steve Harvey is fitting to make the commitment.
Yes.
To do a D-Herb full body cleanse.
Woo-hoo! Clean it up.
Congratulations, Steve. Nice. Yes. Nice.
Junior, I'm asking your little sick ass to join in.
Yes, sir.
Because I watched you do it last time, and I think we need to support each other, because you did it by yourself last time. In a couple of days, you look pitiful. And instead of encouraging you, I was laughing. And I don't feel like that was right.
Okay,
so
really?
I want to go back and start it over, because you know it's a couple of days where you just look your body got to get used to not eating sugar. Your body got to make the adjustment when you give up bread and this here. So around day four, your body go, hey, what's happening? I'm finna collapse, but you don't. You don't, and it's mental.
No, you don't.
And I'm gonna go on and do it, man.
I love
right,
it,
Steve.
Yeah,
I love it,
man.
You know what?
All
right, I'm gonna do it with you, man. I'm gonna do it.
Yeah,
with
okay,
there you
Jim.
Go. There you
Monica,
go.
Oh wait, come can on, we Tommy. Get the mouth for the South? If I can get Mississippi Monica, because me and Monica done had some conversations about it. Can we get Mississippi? Turn Mississippi Monica mic on. Let's get the morning show and start it. No, you put your mic on like I said.
My hair is on.
That's okay. Just put it on and quit fanning all this flashing and stuff. Let me ask you a question, man. Do D-Herbs help flashes?
Absolutely.
Don't say that, because it'll get you in a lot of trouble. It
really?
Probably
absolutely.
If you want something else, to add. Wait a minute. Hold up, D-Herbs.
And Carla, take your hand off your forehead. You take your hand off your forehead every time I say something you think is disruptive.
Crazy.
And you be quiet too, Shirley.
And Monica, cut all that fan and cut some of that damn noise off.
AC said energy, it'll give you a help your immune system, clearer skin, concentration and focus will be better, and of course, weight loss. Okay?
Shirley, that's what I said, way more than that. Stop. Yeah. Steve Harvey finna do this cleanse. Y'all get y'all ass a box sent to your house. You got a week to do it, and let's all do it together. And I'm going to be talking about it from the radio. Junior and Monica is doing it with me starting next Monday, and we're going to get on the D-Herb cleanse.
Okay.
And by July 4th, my ass going to be fine.
There you go.
I've got to get something to cut this damn stomach down, because nothing I do has worked.
Steve Harvey Nation, you heard it here. That's the letter dherbs.com. Promo code radio or call 866-4-D-HERBS.
And join in with us. If you having hot flashes, get the women's cleanse.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, they're not really related. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. And just you. Yeah. But right now, it is time for the nephew and the prank phone call for today. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going to take a walk through the cemetery, Shirley.
Oh, no, we're not.
Yes. Let's just take a little nice little stroll through the cemetery. This right here is called Tombstone.
Like the movie.
Yes, Tombstone. All right, Cat Dog, if you would.
Funeral home, it's Kendrick.
Hey, man, we got a problem with this funeral home. Let me ask y'all something. Look, y'all done messed around and put the wrong name on my auntie Tombstone as well as the date, and we got a problem we got to get rectified, man. Y'all got
calm down. First of all, what is your name?
My name is Reggie, man, but I can't understand a funeral home making these kind of mistakes. You know, that don't make no sense. How long have y'all even been in the business to be doing something like this?
So this is a family business. We've been doing this 40-plus years.
Why y'all making mistakes like this, man?
What's the problem? What's the mistake? What mistake you think we made?
Okay, look, man, we buried my auntie 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Rosetta.
Okay.
All right. Where you spell our name is Rosetta. Y'all got Rozetta. And she was born June 8, 1948. Y'all got August 6, 1940. Y'all got the dates mixed up, and y'all got her name mixed up. And what we ain't finna do is have my auntie arrested in peace with the wrong stuff on her tombstone. That don't make no sense, man.
Calm down. Bro, you keep yelling at me. There's no way I can help you if you're yelling at me.
Well, fix the problem then, man.
Well, I can check the paperwork. I can check the paperwork and see what the problem is. Now, if you gave me the wrong information, your family gave me the wrong information, then we just put down what we were given. And if we got to change something, we'll change it, but it's going to cost you some more money.
Hold on. We're not paying another damn dime to that funeral home. Not another damn dime. The stuff's going to get changed on this damn tombstone, and we're not paying for nothing. Now,
I'm saying we can help you out. I can help you, but if you gave me the wrong information, that's on you. I didn't do that. That's on you.
We didn't give you the wrong information. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here. What is your name?
Funeral.
What is your name?
My name is Kendrick.
Okay, Kendrick. Let me tell you something. If this don't get changed by tonight, me and some of my cousins are finna come out there and start digging up bodies.
Y'all not coming over here and digging up nothing. This is my family. You gonna disrespect my family and come over here and you gonna dig up what?
We're gonna dig up some bodies if y'all don't get this rectified on my auntie tombstone.
It's not gonna be none of that. I'm not having you coming over here. We're going to fix the problem. I'm going to check the paperwork, and I can get back to you. That's what I can do, but you ain't digging up nothing.
If y'all ain't fix this thing on my auntie tombstone by this evening, me and my cousin is coming out there digging up some of them damn dead bodies until y'all get this damn thing fixed.
Ain't going to be nobody coming over here. Wait a minute. Listen. Hold on. See?
What?
Now I'm getting excited, too. Calm, man, let me just talk to you like a man. Listen, what I'm saying to you is, the family fills out the paperwork, puts the name and the birth date on there. If it is incorrect. It has to be fixed. I have to call the man out here to fix it. And that's going to cost some money. I have to pay him. So all I'm saying is, if that is the case, if the paperwork is incorrect, it's not on us. And I'm going to have to charge you a little extra money just so I can get it taken care of.
I'm not going to get charged. We ain't got no more money, man. We ain't got no more money. Y'all charge us an arm and a leg to bury my honey. We ain't got no more. Let me tell you, I'm going to tell you one more time, Mr. Kendrick. If I don't see a child, I'm coming out there this evening to look at my honey tombstone. I'm coming out there. Now, if the date and the name ain't fixed, I promise you, so help me, I'm finna start digging up about it, and if your ass is out there, I'm gonna put you in one of them holes that I done dug up.
Man, I tell you what, Virgil, you're not gonna put me in no hole, man. I'm trying to talk to you and tell you what the deal is and how we will get this fixed. Ain't nobody coming out here and digging up nothing. I have to call somebody to get it fixed.
I bet you I'm digging up a hole and I'm putting your in it if you don't fix my hand in the tombstone.
Then we both is going in the damn hole. That's what's going to happen.
No, we're both going in there then. Because somebody, y'all done fixed, mess around and put the wrong date. Y'all done spelled my hand name wrong and everything. All of that.
Man, I don't even answer the damn phone. Let me see my uncle get it. Listen. Reggie.
What?
Not gonna fix nothing. Me and you yelling at each other, we mean. We don't do this. Yelling at each other is not gonna fix the problem. I still have to do a step here. I have to look at this paperwork.
When is you gonna look at it then?
Reggie, if you keep yelling, I don't even have time to even go over this paperwork. Every time I get ready to look at something, you yelling in my ear.
Okay, well, let me say this to you one more time. I'm coming. Matter of fact, I'm finna come out there right now. That's what I'm finna do.
You know what, Reggie? Come on in. I try to talk nice to your. Tell you what to do. I told you that this is a family business, and you disrespected me. Man, you. You come out here. You ain't no cousin. We both going to the whole day. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now.
I'm going out there in just a minute.
You don't even know how to lift your kid.
Well, you need to know that my is on my way, because I guarantee you, y'all going to change it.
Bring your in. Bring your you ain't your cousin. Who else the going to call? I dig up both seven holes out this
I bet you when they get ready to spell Kendrick on the tombstone, I bet you they won't spell it wrong.
Oh, baby, come on, you. You and your cousin.
Well, I got something else I need to tell you.
What the else you got to say?
I said, if you listening to me, Kendrick.
What the you have to say, Reggie?
I got to say this. This is Nephew Tommy. You just got pranked by your secretary with
no.
You all right?
Man, you, Tommy. How about that? Damn.
Hey, man.
You got me, man. You got me, man. Man, I wasn't even supposed to be in here today. Damn, I knew something was funny.
Oh, man. You all right, man?
Yeah, you got me, but I was going to dig a hole for your today, trying to tell you.
All right, hey, man, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you have it. You're a little upset, but I'm not worried about that. He'll get over it. He'll get over it.
That's the attitude about the prank. He'll get over it.
Yeah,
now.
You'll get over it. I'm sorry. Okay. Okay.
One day, homie.
Uh-huh.
One day.
Oh, man, you're going to be there for me, baby. I ain't worried about that.
Hell yeah, I'm going to be there for you. Okay? Hell yeah. Hey, I ain't going to let nobody do nothing to you. But, you know, it's going to take me some time to get over there, though.
Where you going to be? Going to take some time.
Well, I'm going to be at the crib. You know, we're going to have to do something. We're going to get him later. But you're going to get God at first.
I'm going to get God. I'm going to throw these hands now. I am going to throw them.
Well, you started.
Hey.
Well, Shirley, he's right. There's one thing about our family now. Mm-hmm. Men and our family, we know how to fight.
Okay.
If you're going to put a weapon on me or something, then I got to bag down. Yeah. You're going to do all that, I got to bag down.
So but if you square up, though, I got a chance.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be mad at me at all. It should be the person that did
your job.
Yeah, the person that did. Somebody called me and asked me to do this. Okay,
yeah,
so
would
this
you prank my sister. Would you prank my
sister? See right there. Uh-huh. See, you know, you need to be mad at your sister. You need to be mad at that. Be mad at the person that called me, okay? And don't be mad, Columbia, South Carolina. I'm coming your way July 1st, baby. The nephew coming to town. That's Friday. That jumps off the 4th of July weekend. You get your laugh on first, barbecue later. Laugh on first, barbecue later at the Koger. That's K-O-G-E-R, okay? I had that wrong for a minute. It's the Koger Performing Arts Center, and the nephew will be there. Tickets on sale right now.
Okay, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is the Strawberry Letter subject. They're not really related. All right, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter and do that. We'd love to hear from you. Try to help you if we can. All right?
Well, yeah. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, they're not really related, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 5 years and married for 3 years. I have a son by my ex-husband, and my husband has a son by an ex-girlfriend. Our blended family works perfectly because the boys are very close in age, so they're best friends. My stepson's mom is cool, but I've made it a point to keep her at a distance because my mother-in-law told me she can be very messy at times. She also warned me to keep an eye on my husband's cousin, Mallory, because she's a bad influence on my husband and will have him hanging out all of the time. When I met my husband, he was out with his cousin, Mallory. They were inseparable, and she has a son around our son's age, so they all play together. She's a beautiful woman with her own business, so I wondered why she's still single. After we got married, Mallory stopped coming around as much, and my husband said she was dating someone new and didn't want him to meet the guy. That was 4 years ago. Now she's stopped coming over altogether. My husband's ex-girlfriend called me one day to ask if Mallory and I had a problem with each other. I told her no and asked why. She said there's a rumor that Mallory's 3-year-old son is my husband's child. I thought Mallory was his cousin, but his ex said they're not related at all. I called my mother-in-law to ask her, and she jokingly said they're kissing cousins and probably used to mess around. It started to make sense because Mallory said she was too sick to come to our wedding, and she never calls my phone. She always calls my husband, and they talk privately a lot. Boy, was I stupid if this is true. How do I find out all the truth without fighting them? I don't know how you're going to do it without fighting them. because it seems pretty clear what this is. And so much for the perfect blended family that you thought you had, because this is a mess. And you already know that if you ask him, he's certainly going to lie about it. He hasn't told you until this point. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know the lies will be flying out of your husband's mouth before you can even get the questions out, okay? There's also the matter of exactly what truth do you want to know? Do you want to know if they're really cousins? Are they exes? And the big question, of course, is your husband Mallory's baby daddy. You got to look at the facts. When you met your husband, he was with Mallory. They were inseparable. Those are your words. Your mother-in-law told you to keep an eye on her because she's a bad influence on your husband. I don't really know what that means, but your mother-in-law also said that Mallory and your husband probably messed around. And they're kissing cousins, okay? That could produce a child if they messed around. And then his ex said they're not related at all. After you guys married, Miss Mallory stopped coming around and now only talks to your husband in private. Something is off, okay? You got to admit that. Something is off, and this sounds bad. It should be fairly easy to get a DNA test to see who is the child's father. But what is your gut telling you? That's what I got to ask you. What is your gut telling you? Because my gut is leaning toward Mallory is not his cousin, like they said, and your husband is the father. That's what my gut is telling me. Steve?
Wow. I wasn't expecting this. I'm going to admit I'm a big throwed off. You know, a little bit of, oh, really? Oh, okay.
One more time.
And, really? Now, normally I would prepare a lie for this guy, but this may be not the time for the lie. Hmm. Instead of lying, no, this is a time for reveal. There's a difference. You got to know when to lie, and you got to know when to reveal.
Okay.
So let me walk you through what I'm saying. You've been married for 5 years, 3 years, knowing this guy for five. You got a son by your ex-husband, and your husband has a son by ex-girlfriend. Our blended family works together perfectly because the boys are very close in age. Let's keep that in mind. We're going to need this information right here. Put a star next to that. So they're best friends. My stepson's mom is cool, but I made it a point to keep her at a distance because my mother-in-law told me she could be very messy at times. Okay, let's keep that in mind because that's going to come back. She also wanted me to keep an eye on my husband's cousin, Mallory, because she's a bad influence on my husband when I have him hanging out all the time. I met my husband. He was out with his cousin, Mallory. They were inseparable. She has a son around our son's age. So they all play together. She's a beautiful woman with her own business. So I wonder why she was still single. After we got married, Mallory stopped coming around as much. And my husband said she was dating someone new and didn't want him to meet the guy. Okay. That's an interesting comment. Don't know why he don't want you to meet the new guy. Mm-hmm. You know, y'all friends and cousins, you would think you'd want your cousin's opinion. That was 4 years ago. Now she just stopped coming over altogether. My husband's ex-girlfriend called me one day. Your husband's ex-girlfriend called you. Didn't your mother-in-law tell you to watch her because she messy?
She sure did.
She told you to watch his ex-girlfriend because she is messy. Here she go. She called you and asked if Mallory and I had a problem with each other.
Hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, they're not really related. Okay, we'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, they're not really related.
This woman been married, been 3 years, been knowing this guy five. Mm-hmm. She's got a son from a previous husband. He got a son from a previous girlfriend. They both the same age. They got a blended family. They play together all the time. Fast forward, the mother gets in and tells her, beware of his former girlfriend because she can be messy. Then the mother-in-law told her, beware of Mallory, because she can be getting him into trouble and be a bad influence on him. So every woman in his life has been a bad decision. Every last one of them. Damn. Now, they were inseparable, because when you met him, he was with Mallory. They were inseparable and everything. And she's beautiful, got her own business, and you wonder why she was still single. Well, after we got married, Mallory stopped coming around as much, and my husband said she was dating someone new and didn't want him to meet the guy. If when you're cousins, you want your other cousin's opinion, especially if y'all close,
yeah.
Red flag. That was 4 years ago. Now she stopped coming over altogether. My husband's ex-girlfriend called me one day to ask if Mallory and I had a problem with each other. Now, why this heifer call you? You want me to tell you why she called you? Because your mama-in-law told you she was messy. And here she come. 4 years. Took her 4 years to call you and ask that you and Mallory have a problem with each other. I told her no. She said, well, why you ain't got no problem with her? She said, there's a rumor that Mallory's 3-year-old son is your husband's child. I thought Mallory was his cousin. Well, now, let's deal with this right now.
I'll be there.
If Mallory was his cousin, you don't have to worry about if he lying. All you need to do is watch that boy close. Mm-hmm. Now, there's three boys that's playing now. Okay. Is your little boy from your ex-husband? Mm-hmm. Is your husband's little boy from his ex-girlfriend? And now is Mallory's little boy. If Mallory is your husband's cousin, you would know that by watching the boy.
You know what?
Because this little boy ain't going to be quite right now.
You know what?
I'm just telling you, he's going to be rap real time. He ain't going to play like the rest of the boy. He ain't going to be able to climb on stuff. You know, he ain't going to do little boy stuff now. If these cousins have gotten together, mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, he 4 years, how old is the little boy right now?
3 years old.
Mm-hmm. He ain't said nothing. Nothing.
He spoke.
He's still crawling.
At 3.
He ain't said nothing.
I cannot with you today.
He's still crawling.
At 3.
At
I can't believe you, man.
3.
You can walk at 1.
Can't say walk.
Before 1.
Yeah, really. Wawa. That he, huh? I'm just telling you, if this was Mallory cousin, just watch the boy.
Oh, man.
How big is his head?
Are you done? Come on, man.
Would you move on from this?
No. This is how you do these letters. Okay. Now, we'll get back to the boy. But right now, let's
go. No, we won't.
But his ex said they're not related at all. Once again, it would be in the boy if they were related. Now, obviously, this boy's normal. He ain't doing nothing that the inbred people do. I'm from West Virginia. I've seen a couple of people that stayed up the road. What can happen?
Oh, Lord.
Down there, just 13 years old. They're walking down the street just peeing on himself. If you don't pull over on the side of the road and just do your business on the side, what you walking and peeing on yourself for, Herbert?
If he got a helmet on.
Yeah.
All right, move on.
I'm going to tell you, if he's 15 and still got training wheels,
he just
ain't going to get it. I'm just telling you, he just ain't going to get it. His equilibrium is never going to kick in. Equilibrium is never going to kick in. He's 15, he got them training wheels, he still ride to the side like this.
Back to Mallory.
He hollering for no reason. Just no
back
reason.
Back to Mallory, the mama.
If
he come over your house.
That's what I mean.
If he get thirsty, if he take his helmet off and put the water in the helmet to drink it, we're dealing with some issues now. I'm just trying to tell you. Anyway, called your mother-in-law to ask her, and she jokingly said they're kissing cousins and probably used to mess around. Started to make sense because Mallory said she was too sick to come to our wedding, and she never calls my phone. She always calls my husband, and they talk privately a lot. Boy, was I stupid if this is true. No, you're not. No, you're not. Wasn't stupid at all. Nobody knew, and there's no way to know. And obviously, it's not in the boy because the boy is normal. Thank God for that. So, no, they're not cousins. Now, to find out all the truth without fighting. Why you got to fight them? Just gather them together. I tell you what, you can fix all this. Just ask the boy.
Yeah.
Listen, please leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram.
If all and, his answers is just blurts.
At Steve Harvey FM, and please check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Sports Talk with Junior. What you got, Junior?
All right. You know what, Shirley? Today is a big day. We have, you know, we do sports all the time, but today is a special day because we have certified golfer Steve Harvey here today. He's playing. And I would like to ask him about how he feels today taking the golf course today.
Thank you for asking me, sir. I'll be out there today giving it my all. I praise God because it's a scramble. Uh-huh. So it's best ball on your foursome.
Uh-huh. And the name of the tournament you're playing in today, sir?
Steve Harvey, Greg Calhoun Golf Classic. In honor of my great friend, Greg Calhoun.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Now, Unc, will you be cheating anytime today, Unc? Will you be doing any cheating?
No, I won't, but the team from Dallas cheats their ass off. They win every year. And they cheats their ass off because I don't know how they be coming in with a 52. Four regular dudes from Dallas. Birdie every hole and eagle all the five. I ain't never seen nothing like it. Yes, Carla.
Go, Carla.
How do you cheat in golf?
With the pen and paper.
Oh, you know. With the scoring.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the easiest way. Just don't count all your strokes.
Okay.
Take extra shots when you ain't supposed to.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, the ball lip in and out, you count it. Oh, that was good. That was down there. That was good.
Uh-oh. I sure would be doing that. Okay.
Mr. Harvey, who will you be playing with on your team?
Usually I have a Big Blue. Big Blue the Q. Big Blue Wolf out of Row Chapter, Bloody Row. Them boys over there, good brothers. And then I play with this capper named Clay Burton. He's different, though. He's very different. He's a capper. He's very different.
What
you know exactly
what
it means. You different. He's different. You know, he's different.
What does that mean?
You know, he ain't slow or nothing. He a bad boy, but I need them sticks he got because that boy's a golf.
Slow.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, Tom might think I'm saying something special, but he just different. Yeah. You know, I play with him, and I don't know who the fourth going to be because I haven't seen it today. If this young kid that been in my mentoring camp comes, I'm going to have him on the team. He plays college now, so I'll take him.
Yeah. You want people who can play, man. I think this is great,
well, I
man.
Need somebody to play because it damn sure ain't me. I had the best golf game of my life last year. I shot a 74 with two mulligans.
Well, the best to you guys today in the Steve Harvey Greg Calhoun Classic. Coming up at the top of the hour, what is your guilty pleasure? Is it bread? Is it pizza? Cigars? What is it? We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rapper Post Malone's career is smoking right now. I mean, literally smoking, okay? Well, in an interview on
excuse me. I'm going to say that it must be smoking. And it don't need me because I have no idea who you talking about.
Post Malone, the rapper. You don't know him. With all the tats on his face.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Oh, look crazy. They wear all the jewelry. What he put all them tats on his face for like that?
That's just him.
Self-expression.
That's just him.
Okay.
Yeah. In an interview on the Full Send podcast, he admitted to smoking 40 to 45 cigarettes a day. Okay. And he said he often tells himself, "All right, dude, chill out." He said the more he smokes, he feels like a total piece of crap. And, you know, he just recently had a baby with his girlfriend. So I'm just praying and hoping that he stops, you know, some of the smoking around the baby. But the question becomes, the question is, since it's Wellness Wednesday, and we want to know what's the one guilty pleasure that it is hard for you to give up. We know you guys don't smoke 40, 45 cigarettes a day, thank God. But what is your guilty pleasure as far as eating goes? Is it bread? Is it ice cream? Pizza? What is it?
Oh, eat.
Cigars, wine. What is
eat.
It?
Oh, you're talking about eating.
Cigars, wine, drinking too.
You didn't say any vice, huh?
Yeah. You said eating. You make up your mind.
What is the one guilty pleasure? What is it?
I mean, I like cigars, but you know.
That's on the list.
I've gone, you know, weeks without one.
Yeah. I'm going to have to say that ice cream, man. God, dog.
Yeah.
It's that ice cream.
I damn near can't turn it down.
I got a question. How much is
Carla.
Too much ice cream? How many scoops is too many?
Nah.
Never?
How many scoops?
If the bowl can hold it, let the bowl hold it.
Okay.
Nah, you can have too much stuff on it. Like down at Disney, remember when we used to go to Disney and they they used to order that thing called a kitchen sink.
Yes.
That's too damn much. Because I don't like when the ice cream ain't recognizable no more. I don't like sprinkles. Like... Yeah. I can't stand the multicolored sprinkle. That's some baby ass mess to me. I can't stand that. Don't put that on my damn food. And don't put no damn whipped cream on it. Because I don't want that. It's take them two out the way of my ice cream.
You want the ice cream.
You can put some little nuts on it. Yeah. You can put some hot fudge on it. You can put some butterscotch on that thing.
Oh, Steve, I love butterscotch on my ice cream. That is my favorite flavor on ice cream.
Girl, you ever had a scoop of vanilla and pour some Bailey's on it?
Yes.
Oh, Bailey's.
You better get your mind right. Tommy, a scoop of ice cream and some Bailey's? Mm-hmm. Bailey's Wild Out? Boy? Mm-hmm. Boy.
I thought you were going
to I used to do it on the plane all the time when I do.
Excuse us? What? Say what now?
No. He already ain't no other plane got this right here. Cause we,
Southwest, Spirit,
none of that.
United,
Frontier,
and ice cream,
JetBlue.
Y'all got ice cream and Bailey's on there.
You ain't pay enough for your ticket to get that. I know that.
Finish your thoughts.
Well, they did on American. You could get a scoop of ice cream for dessert when it was that time. When they offered ice cream on them long flights. And then you just ask for a Bailey's. They come in the little short bottles. And when they bring you that scoop in the cup, just pour it on top of that. You can do it at your house, too. They should do it on American from L.A. to New York. That was my flight.
okay. Yeah.
They had, on, they had ice cream on there all the time.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Jesus. Okay.
You ain't been on that lately, though, is you?
No.
You know, tell me what's
when the last time you
it?
Walked through the regular airport? When last time you been in there? You ain't...
And got your little Baileys and ice cream on the flight.
Yeah. We out here in the real world.
Yeah, pop in a little restaurant, get you a little snack. You ain't done none of that.
While we sitting in the back with our mask on by the laboratory. When the last time
you asked somebody, you need help getting that up there? When the last time you helped somebody put their
All right. All right, guys, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you guys heard of Erica Lust? Well, Erica Lust is the founder of Erica Lust Films, and she offers an unusual perk for her employees. She allows her staff to take self-pleasure breaks, and she has a private area in the office for them to unwind. Her company is in Barcelona, Spain, and she is reportedly trying to improve productivity in the office. She stated that she values her employees, and when they feel good, they work better. So, here's the question. Would this be beneficial to any of you?
You said when you say self-pleasure.
That's what I mean.
Is that what I think it is?
Uh-huh, yes. Exactly.
Oh, you had to go in there by yourself.
Yeah,
oh.
You can take a self-pleasure break in a private
area.
Oh,
I thought you could take a co-worker. Oh,
I'm sorry. It's not a hotel.
Then it wouldn't be self.
Well, I thought it was you and a co-worker.
This radio show will be different then. I'm
gonna
tell you.
Girl, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah, making an announcement.
Don't start that over here. This Steve Harvey Morning Show won't be doing that. Cause...
Some people think she's a great employer. She's a great employer and they love working with her and for her.
Uh-oh. Hey, Mom, I'm going to take a break. You want to come with me?
Excuse me, Mr. Harvey, can you let someone else use the room?
Private room.
We're gonna have to clean this room when he
comes. Mr. Harvey.
All right. Coming up next, we'll do a round of
Mr.
Would
Harvey.
You rather at 33 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it's time for another round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have garlic breath for a week or underarms that smell like onions for a week? Which one?
Give me that garlic.
Garlic breath?
Give me that garlic.
Yeah, I'm going to take the garlic breath, and then I'm going to just not talk to nobody and turn my head. You can't do nothing about them underarms. You walk past people, it's just a trail of your ass.
It's just, garlic and put that mask on, dog.
Yeah. And it be in the air. That underarm funk be in the air. It make people sick.
Okay. All right. Moving on to would you rather moonwalk everywhere or electric slide everywhere for a day? We're moonwalking, electric sliding.
Well, electric slide, you ain't going to be able to get nowhere.
Going back
all damn day, man. Hey, I was just over there. You ain't gonna, man. If you ain't gonna be able to go nowhere, man, you gonna keep looking at your destination.
Okay.
Yeah, we moonwalking.
Moonwalking. Okay. All right. Would you rather kiss your ex on the forehead or kiss a frog?
Dead in the mouth, a frog.
It's a frog.
Tongue to tongue. Sticky tongue, everything. Come on.
Wait a minute.
Warts, everything. Come on. Yes. Pee on me like y'all do. Frogs pee on me.
Anything
pee on me, man.
Eggs.
Let's do that. Yes.
Anything but that.
That's yes. it. That's
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Frog me.
Frog you.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather lick honey off your mate's neck, okay? Or would you rather she lick it off yours? Which one?
Either one.
It's all sticky at the same time. Either way.
Damn sticky is the result. I mean,
so would you rather be the licker or the licky?
Yeah, I'm going to get there either way. I'd rather be the licker because I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have your ass under some pressure. You're going to be under some damn...
We got to wash your neck, though. We're going to wash your neck first.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have that honey in a whole lot of places.
We're going to move that honey around. Yeah.
We're just talking about the neck.
Thin it out a little bit. You know what I mean? It'll look like
neck.
It'll be by the neck. I just said, what are you asking me to do it for?
My back.
I put some pressure on you. What is you all up behind my ear for? Star. I mean, stop. You stop. You so crazy.
That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up next, it is our last break of the day. And of course, we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday, hump day. It's been a good day.
Any questions, guys? Any questions for me? Motivational, serious business, anything, any advice column, anything you want to know about your future, what's coming, what's it like?
You can predict the future?
Yeah, I can't predict it, but I've been to where most of y'all going, so. I took a peek at it, so that's all I'm saying.
65 years,
man, and earned me some stripes, man. I got some stripes I didn't know I was going to have, man, and I'm grateful to God that I got them, man. At Bishop's birthday party, it was a lot of people that are talking about longevity, because when you're around a lot of people that's in that 50-year group, they get it now, you know, because I had a discussion with a buddy of mine who has a business that's very successful, and he's had several offers that they want to buy his company. And he's been entertaining offers for like a year, year and a half now. I mean, that's what type of business he has. And he's 48 years old. And I talked to him yesterday, and he said, man, I'm deciding between this one and that one, and I may look at a little bit more. A few other people contacted me. But this one offer on the table is really substantial, and he would still have ownership in his business, wouldn't have to run it, and he'd get it by big check. I told him, I said, hey, man, let me say something to you. You're 48 years old. I said, listen to me. In 2 years, you can almost say that the majority of the people have lived longer than they got left. If you get to that 50 mark, man, you've really lived longer than you got left. 48 double is 96. You might make it to 96, you might not. You know, now you're 30, you got some wiggle room, because you would hope you make it to 60, right? But at 48, 50, you got to start thinking in terms of longevity. I said, hey, man, this is what you ought to do. Take that big check. Let it clear. You and your family go enjoy your life. And you start enjoying all the hard work you put in for all these years you've had this company. And start living at 48. I said, dog, you can start living a big life, because they offering this man a big check. And then you still own a large portion of the company. You still gonna get money coming in. Listen, man, when you have an opportunity to go and enjoy your life, I'm telling you, you should take that. I mean, it's like even now at 65, I just decided that I would spend more time smelling the roses instead of just working. I've worked myself till I just can't take it no more. Steve, stop. Take a weekend. Go somewhere. Stop. Don't work today. Get off early. Go watch TV. Take your girl somewhere. Chill. Take your vacation time. Take your days. What you saving them for? What you holding them for, man? Listen, folks, you've earned your right to have the benefits that you have. If you got some money saved, if you got a 401k, that's your work that did that. That's your work that did that. If you got some vacation time, store it up, and you trying to be a company man and not take your time, damn that, because that company going to take whatever they need to take to stay alive.
Yes, they are.
Take your time. Go enjoy yourself. Quit worrying about everything. Do you know that this world will continue when you leave it?
Yes, sir.
So if you miss a day here or there, what you think gonna happen? You think this whole thing gonna fall apart? Your ass ain't really that important. You really not, though. Not in the total scheme of things. And I had to start telling myself that. Hey, dog, you can miss this every now and then. Think about your health, man. If you're doing something, you know, like D. Herbs was talking about high blood today. I'm borderline high blood. They've actually told me that I may have, my baseline may be different because I've been having this since I was 40, like borderline high blood pressure. But then come to find out, you know, I've been doing this since I was 40, borderline. Now I don't have high blood, but my numbers is high. So they said, well, maybe your baseline is different. I just told the doctor, one of my doctors is white. I said, I'm black and I live in America. That's my blood pressure. That go my Amen. Blood pressure. When I wake up and go outside, here come my blood pressure. Because I'm on point, man, when other people don't have to be on point. I got to pay attention to stuff some people don't even have to pay attention to. That go my damn blood pressure. And then I had a medic on duty down in my ranch last week. I took my blood pressure every day, perfect. You know why? Because I was chilling. I was fishing. But my ass get back to work, here it come. And you know, it's just, take care of your health. The two most important things in this world, y'all, is the time you got left here, the time you have now, and your health. Time and health, the two most important things. Because I got news for you. If you're out of either one of them, you in trouble. If you running out of time, you in trouble. If you're running out of health, you in trouble. If you're out of time, you're gone. If you're out of health, you're on your way to gone. Look, take some time out. Enjoy yourself. Take your vacation days. Take your time off. Go sit down. Get yourself a little cocktail. Go look at the water. Get a cigar. Go for a walk. Go do whatever it is that floats your boat. But do spend some time enjoying yourself, man, because life is short. And you go around this track one time. You ain't no cat. You don't get 9 lives. You get a lot of chances, but you don't get a new life. Those are my closing remarks. Hey, y'all, listen, talk to God.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.